Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about a new friend joining us, folks. Please meet John Couplin. John is joining us from London. He's an award-winning e-business and networking professional. He's had a very significant diverse background in the military and corporate America. He's been involved in the whole e-business world since the beginning. He's got a new book out called Accelerate Your Social Media, and just out now. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. John Couplin, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon from London, Jim. Thank you very much for welcoming me, and good morning to you over there.
It's good to have you here. Happy New Year to you.
And to you too,
John. I've enjoyed getting to know your book because of the way you think about social media. You know, I've been telling people for a long time two things that I think that I'd like for you to comment on. Number one is that social media might be a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. Number one. Number two, face to face is the original social media. All the other stuff are just new tools. What do you think?
Totally, Jim. That's a main part of the reason why I wrote the book. Just very briefly, I've been in e-business for nearly two decades now, and I survived and thrived in my corporate days, the dot-com boom. I know there was a bust to some degree after that. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting in any way this is all going to go bust. What I mean really is that there's a lot of noise and hype out there, and I just thought it's high time that somebody with a bit of experience really,
right,
being practical, put some sort of sense to all this really for the busy business owner, the busy business owner first.
This is what small business owners need, some clarity, some common sense, because when a small business owner who wakes up every morning worrying that he or she's going to make payroll on Friday, the last thing they need is for somebody to talk to them about something that doesn't really fit the way they think about doing business. So the rules of social media are different than the rules of the regular marketplace, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, what we do at Network Plus Social Media is, it sounds so obvious, but sometimes when you look at some of the behaviors, and who am I to judge, by the way? And I fell in the same boat at the very beginning, is creating that noise. What we say is we share some tactics as to how the busy business owner can cut through the incessant hype and noise out there,
right,
of the world of social media. It's pretty crazy. At the end of the day, they have a business to run, not social media.
Right.
It's about people first and their business, and then how social media can support all that.
Where should they start?
Well, firstly, is to get some clarity. It's all about marketing and a marketing effectively, as far as we're concerned. So with what I said in mind, that your business comes first, is what your objectives are. And I know everybody bangs on about strategies. I mean, that's key. And how you think that social media can help you with that. You know, things like where your customers hang out or your prospects hang out. Not to sell to them, to engage with them and get them interested in what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the social media marketing, another way to say that, building communities?
Yes, absolutely. To a certain degree, yes. I mean, it's part of the plan. For example, it's still a new platform, various platforms where you're talking about LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. It's still very new to most of us, including myself. You know, although I say I've been in e-business, it's in various forms for the last couple of decades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So things are happening so fast, Jim. It's just unbelievable. So really where we come from here is, some of the old terms are the best, Jim. You know, the one that we basically express in our workshops and our trainings is, I think it's probably the best marketing term, and that is less is more. Less is more in what you do, whether it's social media or outside of social media. You know, we can get so bombed out with all these various tools, etc. But, you know, with a business first, that's got to be the priority.
And how does that apply? How would you apply that to social, to a social media strategy?
Okay, what it is clarity. So what I feel that's missing, and this is another major part of the reason why I wrote the book, is that when one goes to a lot of workshops, seminars, audios, presentations, whatnot, and you listen to, obviously, the experts, you know, sharing, et cetera, that's great. But at the end of the day, where's the methodology? What's the step-by-step process that you can actually apply to, regardless of whether it's LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, whatever is actually applicable for your business strategy? So it comes as no surprise or no accident, really, that basically in the word accelerate, the first five letters are actually capitals and in bold. It's actually a mnemonic. It's a mnemonic which incorporates that the methodology that I've developed for busy business owners to get, at the end of the day, a decent return on investment in a time-efficient manner.
When you say less is more, are you talking about taking the pressure off of small business owners who think, okay, if I'm going to be in social media, that means I've got to be tweeting all the time or I've got to be blogging all the time? Is that what you're doing? You're taking some of the pressure off them and letting them know
absolutely.
They just need to do something?
Totally. Yes. Take that example of blogging that you just mentioned, yeah? What a lot of busy business owners hear is, hey, you know, guys, you've got to blog every week. I'm not suggesting that it's right or wrong, but really it's really come from the thought-provoking angle. Is what we say is that, no, actually, you don't have to blog every week. And people sort of like that, really? And actually, there's a big relief in our audience when we say that. What we say is quality over quantity with less more in mind, because I just feel that if somebody blogs every week, A, it's pressure, and B, will that that quality go down over a period of time?
Also, you know, if they're blogging, sometimes a business owner will look at someone else's blog, a professional like you or me, and they see that we've written 400 or 500 words in a blog as an article or something like that, and that intimidates them. The truth is, they could write an 80-word paragraph that cuts to the chase on something their customers need and post that, and that could be very effective for their social media strategy. Is that what you
Absolutely.
Mean by
it? Absolutely. It's impact over noise. And, you know,
Say that again. I like that. Impact over noise.
Absolutely.
That's going to be on the test,
impact
folks.
Impact over noise.
Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with John Coupland. He's in London, England, and his new book is called Accelerate Your Social Media. We're going to be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.